Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text is the Gospel, which was read a few moments ago. In the name of Jesus, dear friends of Christ, in Christ. When I entered the seminary 23 and a half years ago in Springfield, Illinois, I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do in the Lord's service. Certainly, the idea of public speaking was not one of my favorite ideas. The thought of presenting a sermon every week from a pulpit was just something I did not consider. There are other positions to work in the Lord's vineyard. Surely that's where I could find kingdom work. Certainly, I never expected to find myself in this pulpit addressing this audience. What we expect is not always what God has in mind. In today's gospel, Jesus tells us the parable of the workers in the vineyard. He told that parable in response to Peter's erroneous assumption about the rewards discipleship might bring. Having just heard that it was easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter heaven, enter the kingdom of God, Peter said, "Well, we have left everything to follow you. What then will there be for us?" No doubt, Peter expected some great bonus for leaving all behind to follow Christ. Jesus tells Peter and the other apostles that in the kingdom of glory there will be special recognition for them, but such recognition will not be in response to what they have done or decided to do. Rather, it will be a gift of God's grace. People come to the seminary for a variety of reasons. As students, no doubt, when you came to the seminary, you realized that the ministry would not make you rich. Neither did you expect that it would make you poor. The sad fact is, many beginning pastors are burdened with huge debts incurred to finance their education. Such is one of the world's rewards for work in the kingdom of grace. But when you get out to your first parish, at least you'll have the love and respect and honor of the people entrusted to your care, right? Well, at least for the honeymoon, you will. But once the warts start being revealed in both pastor and parishioners, love, respect, and honor become precious commodities. Now, make no mistake, the holy ministry is the highest calling any man can do. It is the sacred privilege of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with people caught up in all kinds of hurts and needs. The powers of this world are mighty, and the message that God loves us, warts and all, and has sent his one and only Son to redeem us from sin and its consequences is a great comfort both to parishioners and to pastors. But sometimes that power can be really frustrating in our lives. You know, especially when attendance starts slipping off and you can't get anybody to come to your Bible classes and the meetings are poorly attended, and the treasurer suddenly resigns and you have to do all that paperwork, and there's trash left in the parking lot after church on Sunday morning, and the grass has to be mowed. I mean, who do these people think that the pastor is supposed to be doing? Excuse me. Got kind of carried away. You see that sin still clings to each of us and causes us to do some ungraceful things. In our text, the workers in the vineyard expected fairness from the owner. But when the workers were paid, fairness was not what they received. They received grace. Some resented this and complained. They were given their wages, their fair wages, and told to go. From the world's point of view, they were not treated fairly. From God's point of view, they were called, employed, and rewarded by grace. How do you expect to be treated as you enter the holy ministry? Your answer will be based on law or gospel. As I contemplated standing in this pulpit, I was very nervous, and the feeling has not gone away. Why is that? Because I'm afraid I will be judged by my professors for theological errors that slip in there unintended, by students who always know more than pastors in the field. I'm afraid that I will receive the wages that I deserve for my labors here today. I'm worried about me. Sin has burdened my life. I need to remember that the comfort and joy of the gospel was taught to me by the very same professors I fear. I need to remember it's the Holy Spirit who called me and you to labor in the vineyards of the Lord. I will not get what I deserve. My Lord Jesus already received that in my place on Calvary. The cross, the empty tomb, the Holy Supper all guarantee that I will not get what I deserve. And by God's grace, neither will you. We have received good news by God's grace in Christ. We have been drafted into kingdom work to share that message of comfort and hope in Christ. Do not, therefore, concern yourself with the rewards of your labor. Because of what Jesus has done for you, you will not be disappointed. Amen.